Join executive producer and former Victoria's Secret model, Summer Helene, and get the royal tour as the Duchess of Hollywood takes you behind the scenes and gives you an insider's guide to Hollywood. Get the scoop and all the dirt, and listen in on location with Summer Helene as she guides you through the entertainment world. Summer will challenge everything you think you know about Hollywood. Because of its mature content, Behind the Scenes with Summer Helene is recommended for an adult audience.
Hi guys, welcome to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. We are live from the Phoenix Comic Con. It is freaking fantastic here. We have people running around dressed as zombies. Hi guys, say hi. 5 million listeners. Hi. This is Phoenix Comic Con. We are having a great time. We are getting ready to have a whole bunch going on. I cannot tell you what's going on in entertainment news right now because, frankly, I don't know. I have spent all day running around the Phoenix Comic Con, and I'm getting ready for my panel. So I'm really excited. I have a panel tonight here at Phoenix Comic Con in room 103 at 9:30. I got lots of naked girls, lots of naked boys. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Oh, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm talking about naked girls and boys, and I'm sitting here live at Phoenix Comic Con. You're coming out tonight, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been here since yesterday.
How are you loving it?
It's a lot of boobs and a lot of cosplay, and it's just a lot of fun. I love it.
Oh, come on now. You know TNA sells.
Absolutely, and there's no better place to see it than at a Comic Con.
Well, I got to say, while you're at Comic-Con this year, you got to stop by the Umbrella Corporation, the Arizona Hive. It's on the third floor. Make sure to check out their raffle. It's going for Sunday. It's a really great cause. It actually helps the animals here in Arizona, and I love that. I love anything to do with animals.
And they need help in Arizona.
They really, really do.
Animals need help there.
And then, well, I was over there, and I bumped into the Department of Zombie Defense. If it's dead,
yes,
They'll kill it. I bumped into them while I was over with the Umbrella Corp. This place is amazing.
Yeah, they've really expanded the Comic-Con this year, and they've really, I mean, you know, they were expecting more people, and if there are more people, they just expanded.
150,000 people.
55,000 was what they had last year, and I think they're expecting,
yeah,
or 77,000.
It was 87.
87, okay.
87.
So I creeping up toward that 100,000 mark.
Yeah, well, they're expecting 150 this year.
Nice.
I'm actually staying nearby. I'm staying at the newly renovated Sheraton right near the airport in Tempe. It's gorgeous. It's got a great outdoor pool, locally inspired restaurants, 24-hour airport shuttle, and access to downtown Phoenix. It's really great. You can call in, guys, if you want to come out, check out Comic-Con, or if you just want to go to Arizona, call and reserve your discounted rate this weekend only. It's $69 a night while Comic-Con's going out. So I'm staying over there. I know Dev Ross and John Reynolds are staying over there. I know James Jenkins is staying over there. I know a bunch of people that are staying over there. So it's a lot of fun. I'm just loving Comic-Con this year.
Yeah.
So what?
It's a great time.
It is. What was the most interesting thing you saw so far?
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. You know what? I just love seeing some of the creative costumes that people think up to come here. I mean, I saw the Black Knight from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. With detachable arms.
The Black Knight. Oh, my God. Okay, explain. You got to tell me all about this. Was he carrying a shrubbery?
No. He just had his arms, and you could pull his arms off, like when Graham Chapman chops them off in the movie.
I think I just totally geeked out. I have not seen the Black Knight here.
He's around. Well, you know what? It's so big, it's actually possible that you may not see him.
Well, if you see the half-naked girl running around with the guy that's zombified, they're for my panel. They're going to be there. The girl's going to be naked on the panel tonight. But
nice.
I know. You're coming, right?
Yeah.
So
yes, I'll be there.
That, I was tempted. I have these gorgeous Penelope Bell earrings that I was going to toss on her, but then I realized she just looked better naked.
Yeah, well, you know, how can you improve on that?
You can't. See, you can't improve
you can't.
On what she does. So I have
exactly.
That. So we have got an interesting guest on tonight. We are going to have Tony Sabal on.
Okay.
Now, he is an interesting chap. He is one of the gents that runs Comic-Con.
Oh, okay.
So he'll be interesting. He'll be a guest.
That's a big job.
That is. We're going to ask him all about it.
Okay. Great.
So what have you been up to all week, John?
All week? Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to this. I mean, you know, I actually am staying downtown for this. I live in the Valley, but I decided, you know what? I'm going to stay right across the street from the Comic-Con this year. So I'm going to be here the whole weekend. So I've been kind of gearing up for that.
You've been gearing up? You just look forward to the naked girls.
Absolutely. And I mean, I usually don't need geared up for that, but you know, it's good to pace myself. But no, I've got some, we figured out my costume for next year. I'm going to be a boob wrangler.
You're going to be a boob wrangler?
Yeah. I just have to figure, I got a year to figure out what a boob wrangler would wear.
Okay. You know, I think a boob wrangler would wear extra hands.
Extra hands?
You've got to look like, what is it? Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's, we just came up with this today because I was wrangling some boobs earlier down on the floor. And it's like, you know what? I'll be a boob wrangler next year. And the pair of boobs said, you know what? You should. So we're like, okay, well, let's figure out what a boob wrangler wears. And that'll be, I'll dress up.
Yeah, you got to. Extra hands, mate.
There you go. I'll look like a spider or something with gloves. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, I got to tell you, I had one of my models last year. This year she's going to be in the new, Transformers, and she's going to be in the new Star Wars. Remember my Keeney girl from last year?
I remember two girls. Yeah. I remember a couple girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this year I only have one, but I took all the clothes off, so it counts. That's better.
Okay. It's concentrated.
Well, come on. Would you rather see two girls in a bikini or a naked girl?
See, that's what I mean. Yeah, I'd rather concentrate it into one naked girl. So,
I think everyone would rather concentrate on one naked girl.
Easy to do. So, yeah. So that's at 9:30.
That's at 9:30 in room 103 at Comic-Con in the West Hall. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's where all the film activities are taking place this year for Comic-Con. All the
it
film
is.
Festival.
They did a film festival. Are you kidding? Yeah. I'm being a total viper. I'm sneaking over here trying to nick stuff, and I'm going over going, who doesn't have distro and what's good? Come to
me. Okay, great. There you go. So, yeah, it's just a great time. I'm sitting here looking out at the buildings from Psycho. The movie Psycho, the original Psycho from Alfred Hitchcock was shot. The second unit was shot here.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the buildings that were in the opening scenes.
See, and Psycho is one of my favorite examples of sex and violence.
Yes, exactly. And the first movie to show a toilet, I believe.
Really?
Yes, I believe the first time a toilet was shown in a feature film was in Psycho.
See, I like that. I like that. So my connection is about to suck in a minute. We are here with Tony Sabal, and to get him on, since I'm having trouble connecting him, I'm going to have to detach my headset. But we are going to be right now with Tony Sabal. You hear me, John?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It is so loud here, but Comic-Con is freaking fantastic this year.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What is your favorite part?
My favorite part, like I said, is the girls walking around, the costumes, the creativity in the costumes, the cleavage. I mean, you know, it's just a lot of very beautiful girls walking around expressing themselves.
Well, TNA sells.
Yeah.
So I actually figured out how to do this. Hang on.
Oh.
Mike with Tony. Can you hear us, John?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
We are on with Tony Sabal, who's going to tell us all about the film side of Comic-Con. Tony, welcome to the show.
I'm thankful. Thank you for having me on. I'm sort of like dazed and like frazzled. It's been like an incredible experience, and it's only Friday night.
Really?
So it's like we apparently set a record sales yesterday.
Congratulations.
So, and it's just been nonstop action all day long here at the con.
That is amazing. So what's your favorite part of the con? John's is naked girls, but we know that about John.
Naked girls.
Naked girls?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Naked girls.
That way the rest of the year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's like my favorite. It's a year-long
build-up,
you know, so... I got to thank my staff because we're the one department that really ends up, you know, starting earlier than everyone else. And we've even, you know, discussed right now, hey, maybe we should start earlier. part of me is like going, do I really want to punish my staff that way?
Do I want to do this? Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person that, you know, I like to be on top of things. And, you know, like I've already planned out our post con wrap-up meeting a couple weeks after the con, and people are like, all right, my staff is looking at me like going, are you nuts? What is wrong with you?
Are you working on 2017 already?
Are
you that far ahead?
We're not that far ahead, but okay, we've already discussing 2016.
Wait, are you guys going to have me back in 2016?
We definitely cannot go on without you.
See, that's fantastic.
We cannot go on without
them
you.
Now, John.
Well, I got to say, you know, I started going to the Phoenix Comic Con like about 4 or 5 years ago, and the place where I went last year to get my pass, the ballroom to get my pass, that used to be where the whole Comic-Con took place.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And now it's like almost, well, it's half of downtown.
It is.
It's now basically all of downtown.
Yeah.
This is our first year where we're actually taking up all the space in the new convention center buildings.
Yes.
And we have all of the hotels participating. So, and we have...
Including the Sheraton, who we love and is one of my product partners.
Oh, there you go. Yep. They've got, no matter where you go in downtown Phoenix, if you walk into a business or a hotel or anywhere, there's going to be something going on that deals with the Phoenix Comic Con. And I got to hand it to the local businesses. They are really, you know, taking advantage of the Comic Con.
Guys, we're going to break. We will be back with Tony Sabal and John Kessner, who you like better than me, after the break. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Scenes. We'll be right back. Jesus, God.
Connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene, and I want to give a shout-out to Scott Haskin for that beautiful music. Scott, you should bloody well be at Comic-Con this year. Just saying. Welcome back. We are on with John Kessner, who you guys like better than me, and Tony Sabal, who you will by the end of the show. Tony, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we were talking a little bit in the break about some of the awesome people that are here at Phoenix Comic-Con. Who all's here?
Well, we have, to begin with, we have Allison Hannigan and Alexei Dan, I can't even pronounce his name, Danilov, and we also have Christopher Lloyd, who is a personal favorite of mine because he's here with a DeLorean.
Okay, you know what? Christopher Lloyd with a DeLorean is the most freaking awesome thing I've ever heard. I actually met Christopher Lloyd years and years ago on the set of Stacked. My grandmother, God rest her soul, was a huge fan of his, but had no idea who Pamela Anderson was. So my grandmother, being my grandmother, asked Pam to hold her purse and then asked for a photo with Christopher Lloyd. That was taken by Pamela Anderson. Then she told Pam that she was very pretty and her granddaughter was a producer and she could probably help her out if she wanted to be an actress. And I figured I was the producer that was getting fired that day.
Oh, that's one hell of a story, though.
That is. But I like yours better. If I can get Christopher Lloyd with a DeLorean, that's awesome. You also have that gorgeous guy from Game of Thrones.
Yes, Jason, I mean, Mark.
I cannot pronounce it. It's like a Maori name. He's so cute, though.
And Jason Isaacs is here. Yeah. Carl Urban is here.
Yeah, I have a crush on Carl Urban since he did Judge Dredd.
It's weird that, you know, like, even like for an individual who's a casual fan, like, for example, my sister. My sister really doesn't know a lot about the comic or the pop culture. But as soon as I mention Carl Urban, all of a sudden it piques her interest.
Oh, come on. He's gorgeous. He piques everybody's interest.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and go talk to him, and maybe you guys will. Maybe you won't kick me out of here by the time I'm done, but we'll see.
No, but it's unreal, the talent that's really coming to the con.
It is.
Year by year.
It's amazing.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yep.
Like I said, you know, like sooner or later, they may have to expand some buildings here just to accommodate next year. It's it's that incredible. And I'm glad to be part of it. And my staff is glad to be part of it. And especially it's special for us because we've worked a lot more longer year round for the Comic-Con, and now to see the fruits of our labor just coming all together. It's tiring, but yet, you know.
Rewarding.
Yeah.
So I got to say, we've heard all the good stuff. What is the worst thing that has happened with Comic-Con coming together? Like, give us your bad. We like the dirt here.
Well.
We like to want. I know John Zeri's like, yes.
Well, like last year we had a very interesting experience with one Bruce Campbell.
He can be special.
Yes. No, he was a completely awesome individual. At the last minute, we had a screening of one of his earlier films, Moontrap.
Okay.
And at the last minute, it was we decided to invite Bruce to speak before the screening.
Oh shit!
So and he showed up as usual, but you know, like, it was such a surprise, and no one really introduced. There was no advance to the entire crowd. That the entire staff scrambled running around the building trying to get more people to come in.
Because they didn't know he was there.
Because we couldn't really announce that Bruce Campbell was going to show up until the last minute because it was such a surprise. But and it was a fairly large room. And we were looking at him like going, there's not enough people here. This is going to be a complete waste and disaster if all of a sudden we bring Bruce Campbell out and he's talking to a half-filled room. So we basically were pulling people from all sorts of panels. I had some people pull some people out of an actual wedding.
Hi, guys. We cut out for a sec. Sorry about that. The reception at the center absolutely sucks, but the show is totally worth it. It really is. So, guys, you
there's
have to
so
excuse the lag.
There's
I know there's so much going on.
We cut out for a second. We have a crowd assembled in front of us waiting for the next panel. That is how crazy it is.
But it's fantastic. It really is. So, guys, thanks for bearing with us. We cut out for about 5 seconds. So we have 5 seconds of dead air, which means I get to kick John 5 times. Right, John?
Nice. Yeah.
That's, so. that could be a reward rather than a punishment.
if done properly, yes.
Well, you missed the show with BDSM that we had and Fifty Shades of Grey, where John shared his own experiences.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we couldn't even fit it into one show. I'm thinking of starting a series, actually.
Great.
Oh, wow. So. That's a separate podcast or radio show just for that.
It is. Oh, yeah. Guys, you've all been hitting me on Facebook. John Kastner has a Facebook page now. Go bug him. Leave me alone. Send your fan mail there.
Yes.
Stop emailing me. Go away.
Now he's going to get a bunch of friend requests.
Well, no, the problem is everyone loves John on the show because he comes up with all the funny, dirty stuff. And people are emailing me because my fan page is pretty prominent. And so they catch me and ask me to forward him fan mail. And, I mean, let's be honest, I just don't.
Oh,
I just don't give him the mail. So I don't.
That's hilarious.
So he's got a page. Go to him and leave me alone.
Oh.
Unless you want to know about me, because it's all about me.
Oh.
So we are here with Tony. Tony, I got to ask you, so that was your biggest disaster here. What is the sexiest costume that anyone's worn here that you've seen?
You know what? Today, I've seen a lot of sexy costumes.
Really?
That really, you know, I end up with like a mild case of whiplash.
Gotcha.
On the exhibit hall, you know, like, or like I'll run into people or things that I'll have to like say, oh, excuse me, I got distracted. That's the problem with the Comic-Con. It's 4 days of nonstop distraction.
See, that's fantastic, though. Comic-Con sells the same things I do. Sex, violence, and Coca-Cola.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no, I'm with Paramount. Pepsi. We sell Pepsi. We like Pepsi. Screw Coke. We like Pepsi.
That's ironic because you'll only find Pepsi in the exhibit hall.
See? That's why we love them. And Power Crunch Bars. Eat those. Guys, we have some giveaways here. We have a couple of things if you want to write in on Facebook. We have some things given by artwork by Paul Shirick. He is with the Umbrella Corporation. That is a nonprofit here at Comic-Con. We have some giveaways from them, some original artwork, some blood, guts, and gore, that kind of thing. We have some rides to give away from Off-Road Rentals in Palm Springs, California. We have a whole bunch of giveaways, so write in and you could win some stuff. Tell me your favorite thing that Tony said, and I'll send you some free stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, usually we ask questions, but I'm not even trying to get on Facebook right now and because we live interact with our audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the audience. They usually ask John questions, but whatever. I'm here too. I'm here too, guys. But we live interact with the audience, and today we're not going to be able to just because I don't really trust the connection. So if you guys tell me your favorite thing that Tony told you, I'll let you in. Or better yet, Tony, why don't you ask the audience a question, and whoever the first 5 people that answer are right get a prize.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one. How about this? Last year's winner for the Phoenix Comic Con Film Festival.
Okay.
Was a documentary called Legends of the Night, and actually, we plan on screening it. One of the big prizes that we give our winners for the film festival for the last couple of years is an opportunity to have it screened in a private theater here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we're actually expanding it this year to include our film challenge winners. The film challenge basically is a open competition for original content that deals primarily with the Phoenix Comic Con.
So you guys know a great way to get into film. You all write me. The only thing you ask me is, how do I get my movie made? Well, that's a great way. If you make your film and you submit it to film festivals like the film festival at Phoenix Comic Con, it's a great way to get exposure. People like me show up and casting directors show up. I mean, I had my girl snagged and she's in the new Transformers and the new Star Wars, one of my models.
Good.
I show up and, you know, the first thing I did was talk to one of Tony's guys here and say, hey, if there's anything good without distribution, give it to me. So it is a great way to get your stuff seen. So come submit your stuff, guys. You send me tons of emails. Try it. It's a great way to go.
And we are accepting submissions through Film Freeway.
So filmfreeway.com?
Yep.
So filmfreeway.com if you want to get your film seen here at Phoenix Comic Con. And there are great actors here, there are great people here, and you never know who is going to stop in and see your film. It is fantastic exposure.
And really, honestly, overall, the Phoenix Comic Con experience for the last 4 or 5 years has just exploded. I mean, we're looking at record crowds for this year, and we thought last year was already going to be a record too. That was going to stand for a while. We're looking at increasing our attendance this year.
So all of my listeners here in Phoenix, I know I got a lot of you, come out and check out Phoenix Comic Con. It's amazing. If you come out tonight, I got a naked girl. And if you don't come out tonight, there are girls that are pretty much naked running around the rest of the time.
And that, like, that should be incentive enough.
That's incentive enough. Between the sex, the violence, and the comic books. I mean, some of the comic books are pretty bloody graphic these days. I love them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got some pretty interesting comic books down on the exhibit hall, so.
It's amazing. I mean, I used to think Spawn was violent. Good God. This stuff makes Mortal Kombat look PG.
And that's, you know, like having the independent and the smaller, and having the smaller comic book publishers and the, and you get a lot of booths where you see a lot of independent comic book writers and artists, you know, basically trying to sell their latest product and latest work. So it's an exciting time.
It really is. And I can say one of my favorite places to come and things to do is Phoenix Comic Con. This is the second year I've done it. I've done the other Comic Cons. I do Kamikaze. I mean, you guys know I do all of it. And this is the most fun I ever have.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Throughout the year. This is my absolute favorite. What about you, John?
You know, I started, I think, in 2010 coming here, and I just come every year, and I, like, this is the first year I'm staying downtown, so I don't have to drive all the way home and drive all the way back every day.
That makes
there's
sense.
Just, there's so much going on. It opens at, like, 10 in the morning, and it's still going on at 11, 12, 1 in the morning. I mean, there just is always something going on. So, you know, it's just, I had a film in the film festival here, like, 2 years ago. So, you know, and it's just great. It's I love being a part of it, and I love coming to it.
I think that is the cleanest statement you've ever made and the best endorsement you've ever given anything here, John.
Wow, we can isolate that, right? I mean, we could actually
we're using that,
for
the promos
isolate.
From now on.
I don't know whether I should be shocked or disappointed.
Give it a minute. Guys, we're going to break. We'll be right back with John Kessner, who you like better than me, and Tony Sabal right here in Phoenix Comic Con in 5 minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. So Tony Sabal just got dragged off to deal with important Comic-Con stuff. John, it's just you and I now. What the hell are we supposed to do? You there, John? Well, guys, it looks like we dropped...
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my God. We dropped John. The reception here sucks, John. You can't scare me like that.
You know what? I was almost dragged away myself, but I managed to fight him off. So
good. Was it a beautiful woman trying to drag you away?
No, because I wouldn't have been back, probably.
Great. I'm sitting
that
here. if it's a beautiful woman, you're just not coming back?
I'm not going to put up much of a fight. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So I'm having a really good time here at Phoenix. I never have as much fun as I do coming here.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is a great time to come here for this.
It is.
Yeah.
So what is your, so aside from the Naked Girls, what do you think of the films and things they put out here?
The films, you know what? I haven't had a chance to really check the films out this year.
John, for shame.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on here.
I showed up yesterday. They opened the doors at 4, and at 8 o'clock, I still had not covered the first, the main floor. I still had at least about a quarter of the aisles to get through to see what's here. And I still have yet to do it. I still have yet to cover every, because I like to go through every aisle and see every booth.
No, I totally get that. I've seen some amazing stuff. I had some makeup done by this group here that was like the Department of Zombie Defense. I've had makeup done by a group out here that was just incredible. I mean, really, really incredible. This one zombie group.
You're up on the third floor then, right?
I went up to the third floor for the makeup, and you guys have got to check the zombies out there. They are bloody incredible. I mean, just incredible. They do the zombie walk and all of that stuff. And then I have just so many different – it's shocking the amount of people, the amount of makeup. And I'm still stuck on Tony saying he wants a picture of Chris with the DeLorean.
Oh, yeah, because that's
– I want a picture of Chris with the DeLorean.
Well, just go from the zombies, take a left at the mermaids, and you'll land at the DeLorean.
Exactly.
On the third floor.
I love it.
So I got that. Oops. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You scared me. So.
See, I'm telling you, the reception here sucks, but it's so worth it. I'm watching Gladiators. I just saw a girl walk by me in something that looks a little like pink tights and white boots, and I need to get that girl's number. I could sell her in a movie in 30 seconds flat.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm telling you, I don't know why they don't do a docu here. Guys, if you're looking for an interesting docu to do, this would be an interesting docu. The setup, the get-together of Comic-Con, all of that. Actually, I'm going to talk to Tony about that. That would be a hell of an interesting docu.
Yeah, and just talk to people.
And see exactly who's here and why.
Yeah, and you know, why they picked that particular character to be and... You know, what are they normally in there? I wonder what they do after this.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go try and abduct Judge Dredd and take him back to the hotel with me.
Oh, I actually know a couple of Judge Dredds.
No. I just mean the urban fellow. That's
The real one.
The real one. That's not Sylvester Stallone. That's not Sylvester.
Yeah,
the new Judge Dredd. He's delicious.
Yeah, he's over there. I haven't seen him yet.
No, I got to go see him, but I know what I want for Christmas.
Oh, nice. But I know a group that there's about 4 or 5 of them. They all dress up as Judge Dredd.
Do they look like him?
So, well, yeah. They're really good costumes. They put a lot of work into the helmets. And
okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you see like 4 or 5 Judge Dredds, that might be them. There may be another group for all I know.
Well, I got to say, this is a great place for people to bump into casting directors, to bump into actors, to bump into that sort of thing. And I know I always tell the audience, you don't bump into anything. It's all hard work. But, I mean, look at it. Bella last year got picked up. She's now in the new Transformers and the new Star Wars. We've got, you know, I'm always here hunting for movies.
Yeah.
It really is a great place to get picked up. And I think it's one of the few places in real life that people can be discovered. I mean, yeah. I've already found a couple of people that I'm definitely going to be using.
Oh, nice.
I love it. I love it. It's the most exhilarating part of the year. It really is. There is a guy standing in front of me with a bloody toga and a giant knife.
Does he have a square head, like a big, like, triangle head?
No, but he's next to Supergirl.
Okay. Well, actually, you really can't go by. I ran into Slender Man and Hunter S. Thompson earlier.
I don't know who that is. Explain. Tell us now, John.
Well, the Slender Man is this urban legend that a girl almost lost her life to, but it's a Slender Man is this tall, ghostly figure that abducts children for some unknown purpose. That's an urban legend. You can look it up. There's a million websites. And then Hunter S. Thompson, of course, Dr. Gonzo, who wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He's one of, like, the hippest, coolest writers to ever live. And these guys were brothers. And I said, you know, you guys pick, like, two of the coolest things to be.
Seriously.
That have nothing to do with each other.
Oh, speaking of the coolest things to be, Wolverine just walked by me.
Oh, there's, I saw, like, a five-year-old Wolverine.
A five-year-old Wolverine? Well, yeah, if you give me Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, I just want to bite his tushy.
Oh, nice. Okay, well.
but the other Wolverine's cute, too. But I think the five-year-old Wolverine is adorable. Sure. That would be adorable. This, I would not bite the five-year-old's tushy. Just Hugh Jackman's. I have a lot of respect for his wife, and he's one of the few monogamous guys in Hollywood, but blast it. That's the one thing I don't like about Hugh Jackman. He doesn't cheat on his wife.
Oh, come on. He's in Hollywood. Get him out of there.
I know. He doesn't cheat on his wife, and I just personally find it offensive.
We got no room for that kind of person in this business.
I know. How dare you be so moral when I'm trying to sleep with you?
Yeah, we can't have that.
Not that our morals here in Hollywood are flexible.
Flexible.
Hey, John, don't put flexible. Yeah, they're flexible. If you want to be in the film industry, you got to make a lot of compromises. You have to. You gotta let Coca-Cola run your life, or in my case, Pepsi.
Pepsi. Some soda.
Yep, yeah. I love Pepsi. I love Power Crunch, and stay at the Sheraton Hotel.
There you go.
So drink your Pepsi and eat your Power Bars while you are at the Sheraton Hotel.
Absolutely, further everyone's careers.
Exactly. No, actually, I do love that. The Rock actually eats Power Crunch bars. They're fantastic. I mean, I hate The Rock. Which I'm
do
not
you?
Supposed to. I do. He has made my life difficult since I was like 17. He's the one guy in Hollywood that I've never met and I don't like to begin with.
Oh, okay.
Well, I worked on a television show called The Rocks and we owned therockstv.com. And I'm not even going to tell you what kind of fight that caused.
Wow. Well, I mean, he's singular though. He's just The Rock.
Why
would
he
care?
Well, I think he meant, they thought it meant like his TV. So his lawyers and I had an argument.
So this whole thing could have been cleared up with an apostrophe.
The whole thing could have been cleared up if he wasn't a bastard. No, I'm sure it wasn't him. He's just given me a lot of grief in my in my life at different points. But like I said, I have no ill will. He was fantastic in Foster, and he's not here, so I don't care. He's not someone I have to deal with.
All right.
Though
you never know.
Okay.
He might show up.
Yeah, Alexis.
Comic-Con, you never know.
It's true. Anyone could show up at Comic-Con, but I have a really good assistant sometimes. Depends on the day. You guys know Alexis. And she's pretty good at stopping me from putting my foot in my mouth. Or she's really good at calling my publicist and fixing it when I put my foot in my mouth. I think the last one my publicist told people, and this is something I recommend, screw agents. Get a great publicist and you will do better. And my publicist, the person I love most, you guys know, we've had her on, is Cindy Honig with Pure PR. She started Jennifer Lopez. She started Ryan Gosling. Well, I made a politician's daughter cry when she asked me to sign a petition to get all the gays out of Arizona. And so my publicist told her I was on a new medication. I was having an adverse reaction to a new medication, and we are currently in the process of suing the pharmaceutical company. And they made me apologize.
So
I have a really good publicist, but that's something I recommend. You want to be in the film industry, get a great publicist. You know, this Phoenix Comic Con has great publicists, and so do all the people on their panels and all of the people who are here signing autographs.
Cool.
Well, you got to do a little bit of everything to be known. That's part of what we tell our audience. Right, John?
Right.
You got to do it to be known. So you're coming to Phoenix, right?
Who?
You're going to come here tonight and see my panel, Love of My Life, Apple of My Eye, Cream in My Coffee.
I'm here. I'm just like one one block away, if that.
I am staying at the Sheraton in Tempe because I love that hotel, and it's worth the drive every day. But yeah, you're a little nice more area. Convenient. Pardon? Yeah.
That's it a is. Nice area. Tempe is a nice
it's
area.
It's really nice. I'm staying in Tempe at the Sheraton, and it's fantastic. So I've got to ask you, John, what are you looking forward to most? And don't say naked girls, because we all know that's what you're looking forward to. I mean, what are you looking forward to besides the naked girls?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Well, I mean, you know, I'd like to catch some of the films they're going to be showing here. I have a lot of friends here, a lot of friends in the local film community, a lot of actors in the local community.
I get that. I'm pissed Scott Haskins not here. Damn it, Scott, having to go to Vegas.
I know. It's rough.
It's selfish bastard had to go look after his career and his life.
Duty calls, and when it's from Las Vegas, you go.
Well, I personally think he is horrible.
No. I'm sure he's having a miserable time in Las Vegas.
I know. Damn it, Scott.
I'm sure it's rough up there. So, who has fun there? So, he's got his nose to the grindstone, and just life sucks. So, I actually feel sorry for him.
Oh yes, poor Scott.
Poor Scott in Las Vegas.
But we do love the music he gives to the show.
absolutely.
The show. But yes, it's poor Scott in Las Vegas. It's like feeling sorry for you and I for being at Comic-Con.
Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, these are the perils of our job, John.
I know. It's rough. You got to put the time in and do the hard work.
No, actually, to get these jobs and to be able to come and speak at these things, you do have to put a lot of time in and you do have to do the work. But once you have that reputation, these are the benefits. These are the fun moments. These are the moments you remember.
Yeah.
You really do. It's not as easy as people think to get in the industry, but once you are, it's a truly amazing experience, and you meet some of the most incredible people.
And that's it. That's. I mean, you know, everyone asks me, like, oh, how can you keep trying and trying all these years? You know what? I know some awesome people, and they're just... It's just nothing better than knowing really creative people who are into the same things that you're into.
That's it. All right, guys, we're going to break. We'll be right back with John Kessner on Behind the Scenes. We lost our guest, Tony Sabal, because I guess he had important stuff to do at Comic-Con. We'll be right back.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Radio Namaste leads you down the Yellow Brick Road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. We are on with John Kessner, who you guys like better than me. That beautiful, beautiful music was brought to you by Scott Haskin, who we all love. You guys have heard him on here before. He is a dear friend, and he is avoiding Phoenix Comic Con by hiding out in Las Vegas. So if you guys are looking for some great music, if you need some music for your films, check Scott out in Las Vegas. I've got to give him the pitch. He's great.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Johnny Lawrence from The Karate Kid here at Phoenix Comic Con. We have the love of my life, apple of my eye, cream in my coffee, the guy that played Judge Dredd, Mr. Urban, who I just want to take home with me. And I'm hoping they will give me as, you know, part of a gift bag or something for showing up and talking. We have Ron Perlman here. He is pretty, pretty awesome. Who's your favorite person here? And, of course, Christopher Lloyd, who I love.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd, yeah.
Well, who's your favorite person?
You know what? I like Christopher Lloyd. I mean, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is one of my all-time favorite films. So, you know, having him here, you know, I mean, let's see. The Rocky Horror Picture people are here. There's three
there
people.
There is. From Barry Bostwick Rocky. Is here.
Barry Bostwick is here. And the two girls, Dr. Frankenfurter's girls.
Oh, and Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I'll have him. If I can't have Carl Urban, I'll take him.
Okay. Nell Campbell and Patricia Quinn.
That's it, Nell Campbell.
Those are the two ladies from Rocky Horror. And they will be doing a full cast of Rocky Horror Picture Show, I believe, tomorrow night. With a full local cast.
But so. I have to go home tomorrow. That's not fair.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
This goes on till Sunday.
I know, and I have to leave tomorrow. Guys, it's here all weekend. Come check it out. Ron Perlman from Sons of Anarchy is here. He was also in Hellboy.
Yes. And Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Allison Hannigan is here. She was from How I Met Your Mother.
Lou Ferrigno. Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And Mary McDonnell. Now she was on the new Battlestar Galactica, but I think a lot of people. She was in Dances with Wolves. That's the other big film that I think everyone remembers her from.
Edward J. Olmos is here.
Yeah, from Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he was the new Battlestar Galactica too.
And did I mention Carl Urban?
I think so. I think we got Carl.
So. You think you
I
got
think
Carl
Carl,
Urban?
I think we got him down, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take a guess and say, yeah. You know, that's the one problem. I mean, you know, the Hollywood casting couch is alive and well, but, you know, I don't think he needs the help, so I don't know what to bribe him with. Not that I'm talking about putting Carl Urban on my casting couch, but I will give him a movie. Another one.
Well, check your if they do give you a goodie bag, see if there's any chloroform in it.
I know. That's what I see. Just ask him. Get a cloth. Does this smell like chloroform?
Does this smell okay to you? Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
Does that work? It's yeah. Are we legitimately in front of millions of people talking about me drugging Carl Urban?
I guess so.
And putting him on my casting couch. Damn.
I don't think you mind. I don't think you're going to have a problem with that.
Everyone knows I'm a bad guy. It's not a shock. I mean, come on. I sell sex, violence, and Pepsi Cola. We all know what I do. We're not going to pretend here. But again, I would really, 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 really like Carl Urban in my gift bag. If anyone at Comic-Con's listening.
You know, the governor from The Walking Dead is here, too, trying to pull this out of the dive.
Oh, see, I like that. You're trying to pull me out of the gutter.
Trying to pull this out of a dive here. David Morrissey, who was the governor on The Walking Dead.
My friend Vincent Ward, who was on The Walking Dead, actually just came out to Off-Road Rentals in Palm Springs and went for a ride with me. I think he's going to be here next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Vincent's going to be here next year, and I think we're going to have him on the radio show next week.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, it was a good segue.
There you go.
And you pulled me out of the gutter, and you probably stopped people from pressing charges at this point.
There you go.
Save my restraining order. So we do have Vincent Ward, who will be on next week, and a ton of people from The Walking Dead. I'm loving it. We're actually going to drag a bunch of them out to Off-Road Rentals for a ride.
Oh, okay.
Bunch of people from The Walking Dead ATVing. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh. Okay, you could ask that.
Yeah, we could ask that. So I have no idea what's going on in Hollywood news. I've been driving since 5 this morning.
Oh.
Of course, I also ran out of gas and got pulled over the first, you know, added an hour and a half to my trip doing that. But what's going on in entertainment news today or yesterday?
Darius, I've been here at the Comic-Con for you today and yesterday. We're gonna go back a little bit further.
We are entertainment professionals that have not bothered to check up on what's going on in our industry because Phoenix Comic-Con distracted us. Therefore, it's their fault, not ours.
All right. We can blame. Yeah, we got somebody to blame.
We'll blame Comic Con. But I am going to go see Christopher Lloyd. I love him. I'm going to go see Allison Hannigan. I love her. I've actually never met Allison Hannigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never met Carl Urban either, but that's probably a good thing. I'm going to.
That'd be interesting to see.
Yes, it might. And I'm going to go hunt down Barry Bostwick. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, I walked by him earlier. He was, he was out checking things out.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. The celebrities around here wander around.
They take a break.
They do. It's a great place for them to run around.
Yeah, I've run into celebrities who aren't even here as guests.
Who just came to visit.
Yeah, I'd stop and ask them. I says, "Where are you here?" They're like, "Well, I'm here, but I'm not here."
Yep. So, I've run into it. Well, see, that's how The Rock shows up. Great. And I've been insulting him on public.
See, there you go.
But it's true. It's one of the most amazing experiences. If you ever do one thing in your life, guys, go to one of the Comic Cons. Come check out Phoenix Comic Con. I go to San Diego as well, but I can tell you, as amazing as San Diego is, if you're into comics, if you're a fanboy, if you're a fangirl, this is where to go. It's also a great place to rub elbows with celebrities. And you know what? I know I come looking for films here. I know a lot of people that do what I do come looking for films here. It is a great way to get your stuff seen. It really is. And I know this entire show has been dedicated to Comic-Con in Phoenix, but guys, there is a reason for that. This is an industry staple. I mean, the fans control the internet, and Comic-Con is all about the fans.
Yeah.
And the internet.
I mean, how many studios roll out everything through San Diego Comic-Con?
All of them. I mean,
all of them. Yeah, they roll out their product there. They put panels out. They have advanced screenings. It's become quite the juggernaut for getting the word out.
Well, what it is a great way to get that immediate fan response. I've brought stuff to San Diego many times. I really haven't brought anything to Phoenix. Shame on me, and I'll have to now. But it's a great way to get things seen. It's a great way to pull fans in. I mean, you have Jim Beaver here, who was in Supernatural. He played Bobby in Supernatural. Uh-huh. And that's a really, really popular show. And you have a lot of people here who know, you know, that guy. And he's here promoting his own stuff as well. So it's a great way to see what's coming next. It's a great way with Ron Perlman. Now that Sons of Anarchy is over, they shot Jax. Just saying. I'm going to kill it for anyone that hasn't seen it. If you're watching it on DVD, they shot Jax. You know, last year they had the gorgeous guy from Torchwood. And he was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was here doing that, but he was also doing his own stuff. And one gent was looking for crew. I mean, it's a really great place. If you want to get into the industry, know what your fans want, know what people want, and the best way to find out what the fans want, come to Comic-Con.
Yeah. Because it's just not comic books. I mean, it's all media, really.
Absolutely. It's every facet of the media. And you got to remember, the fanboys are on the internet, and what they want, we do. Avengers.
Yeah.
So they're the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really how it is. They're the boss. And if you want your voice heard, come to Comic-Con. Show us what you like. Show us what you want.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part? I love they've put Christopher Lloyd's picture right near the DeLorean.
He is actually going to be there to take pictures with the DeLorean.
I think I just had an orgasm.
Yeah, there you go.
That was it. There's my day. So
you know, if Carl Urban or Christopher Lloyd come up missing this evening, you know who the first person to come after.
I know Christopher Lloyd. I love Christopher Lloyd. I wouldn't do anything bad to him. I would not chloroform him. I like his girlfriend very, very much. And I love Chris. He's great. I've worked with him. If Carl Urban comes up missing, I'm not staying at the Sheraton in Tempe.
Uh-huh.
That's not where I'm staying.
That last little statement's not going to get you off the short list of suspects.
I'm great. Now, I'm the prime suspect for kidnapping Carl Urban.
Top of my list.
Oh, damn. All right, guys, John Kessner did it.
Oh, come on.
No, that's if Alice Hannigan comes up to see.
Like I'm going to go to Comic-Con and steal Carl Urban. There's 900 hot young women walking around in various states of undress, and Carl's going to be the one I get.
Oh, great. So now if any of the girls go missing, John, you're in trouble. Ha!
Uh-oh. Oh,
you're the felon with me. We can split a jail cell. Do our radio show live from jail.
Oh. Well, that would be interesting, maybe.
That would be interesting.
Week.
You know, so. I just had a thought. I can sell anything. I don't know if I could sell that.
So, well, there we go. The jail's just down the street. Oh, it's just a little bit further. I hear it's a nice new facility.
It's a new facility. There's a new jail in Phoenix. Great. So when I kidnap Carl Urban and you take off with the cosplay girls,
yeah,
at least we know it's a nice facility.
Well, let's head in different directions and at least make it difficult for him.
There you go. I am not staying at the Sheraton in Tempe.
Although it's a wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place and you should go stay there. And if you guys check in this weekend and use the promo code, you will get a discount. But I am not staying there and I did not chloroform and take Carl Urban there. No, not at all. So I've got to ask, John, we're about to wrap up in just a second. Advice, my advice, seriously, guys, you want to rub elbows, you want to get a good look at what's coming out, come on out to Phoenix Comic Con. The reason we've focused on it this much in this show is because it really does take you to the future of what is going to come out in the entertainment industry. Thoughts, John?
Yeah. And it directly, you know, you plug into the fan base, definitely being here. I mean, you just get to see, you know, what's hot and what people are buying, and you get to see fans, and you get to see fans expressing themselves, and it's just a fun time. I've just always been surprised by how fun it really is once you get here.
It is. It's great. Guys, thank you so much for listening in behind the scenes. Thank you, Tony Sabal, for being on. Come check out Phoenix Comic Con. Thank you, John. I'll talk to you soon.
Soon.
I'll see you tonight at the panel.
I'll be there.
Good night, guys.